The utes and the people movers. We haven't seen the diversity of vehicles, in the electric vehicle space.
So it's sort of what I'm asking. Like. You kind of got ahead of yourself when Jacinda Ardern famously talked about a ute that didn't exist. It's all theory, no reality.
I mean, it's based on what the signals are that are coming from the manufacturers who have all been saying that.
You don't drive to work in a signal.
They've all been saying that the EV utes were only, months away, and unfortunately we are still waiting for those.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's the very problem I'm trying to isolate, and that's what Rishi Sunak sees, that what they think can happen and what is happening are two completely different things. And now you look at, say, Onslow and your obsession with Onslow. Would you still build that now at $16 billion plus?
Onslow is one option. What we have to look at is how do we get better battery storage? As I've mentioned, you can have distributed battery storage. Things like hydrogen have the potential to store renewable electricity.
Why aren't we just happy with what we've got? We're a heavily hydro country. We're fine. And every report that's been done, whether it's the Productivity Commission or the New Zealand Initiative, the moment you get above 96% renewables, it becomes expensive, inhibitively expensive, and Onslow's a classic example
of that. The demand for electricity in New Zealand is going to grow far more than we're going to be able to sustain by adding more and more hydro capacity. We simply just don't have that many extra rivers to dam. So we have to look at how we're going to meet that growth demand through things like wind and solar and other renewable sources. And the reality here is that those tend to need more storage associated with them because, wind can be variable.
So Onslow...
Solar, you generate most of it during the day, and yet we know a lot of our peak can be, particularly in the winter, our peak can be when it's dark.
So can we say Onslow's still live? At $4 billion, $16 billion, and God knows what it would be by the end, it's still a live option.
Well, Onslow, I think we keep Onslow alive as a base case to compare other options to. I actually think, some of the stuff around distributed storage is looking very promising. And so, the idea that you have solar panels with batteries in individual households, for example, that could well prove to be a lot more cost effective.
All right, let's come back and talk about the farmers in a couple of moments, seeing we're on the climate. 8:20.